Are we? Oh, are we podcasting?
We're podcasting.
Cheers.
And we're having champagne.
We're having a little bit of champagne.
Mmm. Yummy.
It's
we're not having a little bit of champagne. If you cannot see the comically large
Watch this
champagne bottle.
Watch this on YouTube. Also, rate, review, subscribe. Leave your comments. Leave your
thoughts.
Kindness. Your money.
Leave your money. Leave
whatever.
Your PIN number.
Tell us how hot we are.
That would be nice.
That we need that.
We did get, I have to say. Okay, also, we're announcing some new shows. They're coming up. They're a little ways out, but it's always easier to organize because
and
the
Flint's
year gets
rescheduled, too.
Flint's rescheduled. Okay. So go to imomsohard.com to see those dates. But before I forget, it made me laugh so hard in my car because it's so creepy and so fantastic at the same time. Obviously, I'm not encouraging this behavior, but we did get our first, hey, will you tickle yourself in a video for me?
I was encouraging that behavior.
I'm like, hey, Jen,
how much
one of your ex-boyfriends is coming out of the woodwork.
Tickle yourself?
Tickle yourself video.
Or maybe they
want me to tickle you.
Oh. Hey, let's talk dollars and cents and maybe it'll happen.
How much?
For that?
Yeah. Where do you start getting weird about it? Where, like, $500?
I will tell you for free. You grab my knees and I grab your knees and tickle.
We've
you
done
all
that
the
in a
time.
Video. Don't tell him that. He'll just go back in our body of work and find it for free.
Just keep, yeah. There's nothing humiliating.
Because you know what I think? Everybody
me.
Fucking talks about OnlyFans with this sort of like, especially the feet video. I think everybody's literally like, I would smash a watermelon with my foot for $5,000, but what you don't know is it's like it starts there. Then they're like, "Hey, for $20,000, will you, not that much. Hey, for $5,000, will you send me a picture of your choo-choo?" And that's when it starts to be pornographic. I just think if you are somebody who stays in the foot lane, you're kind of a genius. I'm not trying to. I'm just saying, we're all trying to side hustle.
If your face isn't in it, isn't it kind of just like a medical journal situation? Like if you're not, you know,
if you're into my feet, you're niche.
Niche market.
And I am safe to say that I think even feet fetish people would be like, no.
I think there are the ones who like the little perfect, like little toe ones. But then there's the ones that like, man, I want to see fingers on feet.
Oh, the college for my kids
can
is
you,
set.
They'll be like, ma'am, I'll give you $5,000 if you can type a letter for me using your middle toe.
I put my big toe.
You learn how to
knit. Let me tell you. You think that wasn't a party trick? I didn't learn. I can write with my toes. I can play the piano with my toes, not chords, but someday. Like, I just think it's funny, but now there's a market for it. Whatever you're into, y'all.
Thank you, sir.
Everybody's got an Etsy shop. Maybe I go feet. I don't know.
It feels like a lot.
But also, I'm not
going to
do it because fucking content's hard. I'm not going to shoot it. If I can't get videos on our page.
Don't be signing us up
for more work. We can't get that shit done.
We can't get it done. We had this video. We got to talk about this video.
Okay.
Because this was a real, real conversation we had.
We did. So Jen and I did a video. If you haven't seen it, you got to go to all of the platforms.
Yeah, follow
it
us
was
on the socials.
Basically, we've done several. And I have to say, I'm wearing these pants where the drawstring is out and it pisses me off every time I see it. I'm like, why didn't I just tie my pants? Yeah. Looks like a tampon string. Anyway, we did a shoot day and we just were on a tear and it kind of started with, we can't drink anymore because a hangover lasts for 3 days. I was literally hungover for 3 days after St. Patty's Day and I only had 2 drinks and I was literally sick for 3 days. It felt like I was being robbed. That video did really well. And then we doubled down with a video about how young people today are just not, they're not living their lives. They're not partying the way, in particular Gen Xers, but I would say your older millennials did as well. And there's like proof of it.
Here's the solid thing. We're not saying go out and drink or you're not living your life.
Well,
but here, based on these statistics that we looked up, they're not doing anything. It's not just drinking.
And it's also not, we're not talking about high school age kids because We're not endorsing that behavior.
Legal age drinking people.
If you got an ID and it says you're 21, you should be using that shit, okay?
Yeah.
So here are some statistics that blew my mind. Do I look like the mean lady from Monsters, Inc.?
Oh.
Mike Wazowski.
No, but I see where you're getting. I love those glasses. Kristen, okay, you got to watch it on YouTube. She looks so cute. She's wearing an equestrian sweater that we got. Okay. Yeah.
Let me find it. I'm going to give him a shout out.
Yeah. We'll tag you. We got it in Nebraska.
This is the name of it. It's called Western Vaquerta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we're following him on Instagram.
It might be me
that's following them on mine because they did it quick.
They gave us boots, red cowgirl boots and pink cowgirl boots.
And might I say, what a switch up for us, because I was like, I want the red boots for game days.
Yeah.
And Kristen's like, I want the pink boots and they have lightning bolts on them. And I'm rethinking my whole life.
I know. We're going to switch and swap.
Especially boots because they got the long toe.
Yeah. We can wear.
We can swap them.
Boot sizing is where we get along.
And not only do Kristen and I share cowboy boots, Eleanor and I have been sharing cowboy boots because I have a purple pair and she wants them for
school.
She's
worn them for school for like five times.
For spirit day.
So Western Vaquerta, I think, is the way you say it. If you're if you speak Spanish, you're going to say it way better than that.
Well, we'll add them in a post so that you can.
Look at this cute sweater with horse on it.
And they have those like sexy little, those sundresses that are like laced on the bottom.
You know what I love that they have that I'm super into? Scarves.
Scarves,
I don't want to spend, I'm not going to go buy an Hermes scarf, although I would love it. And if you want to give me one, guy that wants a tickling video, I would take one. But I just love the way they look with a tank top. I know it's so dorky, but I.
No, they're great.
It's.
I believe in scarves. Everybody needs to have a good, like, 30-inch by 30-inch something scarf to travel with.
You put it around your shoulders
if you get cold.
But I'm talking about even the little ones from, like, the 1950s where you can put it in your hair.
Oh, yeah.
You can just tie it around your neck. I just think they're so cool.
I think they're super cool. I did get on my – because we went to Paris for our honeymoon. Mm. And the only, like, fancy thing I got Hermes little square. Like
cute.
Which still is in the box, saved forever, like for Delilah someday. But my neck is so fat, I cannot. That is not true.
You probably bought a pocket square.
I think I did because it was all I could afford. But I was like, you know what?
Whose neck can that fit?
My dog
girl
doll? She's not getting. Well, I actually.
And those assholes don't need any more accessories that cost what an Hermes. Their goddamn accessories cost what an Hermes pocket square costs.
I have like tied it onto a purse handle one time, but like.
No way. I'm watching that like I'm a freaking hawk. That's why I like a one that isn't. These are so cute. They look expensive.
Beautiful. Okay.
Okay. So we love them. They were so nice. We saw them in a restaurant.
The husband came up and was like, so they were vendors at the wine festival that we did. We just got back. But then they stuck around for the show.
And then they went out for drinks after.
I love it. And she was a mom, didn't know who we were, and was like,
I love you.
Loved us, gave us boots.
The husband who spoke, his first language was Spanish. And so he spoke broken English, but he was hilarious. He was like, I don't even speak English. And you were funny. That's the best compliment ever, right? Okay. So anyway, back to why people need to party. You guys, this is like a call to arms.
Because you meet people and you get free boots.
You
sometimes.
Get free boots. Okay, let me just say this. There is such a positive side to pub culture, and we call it, you know, we say going to the bars, which I think automatically has a negative connotation, but to celebrate and to go out with spirits, if you are not an alcoholic, is super fun. It's also just a good way to meet people.
Right.
Can you get the same thing from a coffee shop? A little bit, but it's the community that I think comes from your local pub that is just unmatched. I'm going to give you case in point. So we went to a mom and pop pub in the valley called Robin Hood.
Love it.
Where?
How have I not been there?
I know. This place is a valley staple. Okay.
And also, is it like kind of Renaissance Robin Hood-y theme?
Yes.
Man, how have I not been there?
You're going to love it.
And they should have my picture hanging on the wall.
100%. So you go in, and literally, if you were to take a snapshot, this is what I saw. I saw a table of probably 80-year-old men having a pint and having a chat.
That's the best.
I saw a table of very young, good-looking, probably 28-year-olds having a pint, having a chat.
Yeah, because it's right by CSUN,
yep,
right?
Yep. Yeah. And then there's these two gals that were like 75 playing darts. I'm like, is that future Jen and me?
Yes, it is.
The energy in there is not like everybody's wasted. It's just good fun.
Yeah.
And we go in and Colin is wearing his master's degree robe, hood.
Congrats, Colin.
I mean, I was like, just put the hat on and call it. And he was like, no, that's too much. And I'm like, but the 14...
He's been wearing it for the last 2 weeks.
I know, because like, everybody says he looks like a priest and he's not upset about it. So we go in and this dude on the corner, he's like, let me buy you a drink. So we have a drink. We toast to Colin. Everybody cheerses him. And I was like, that's what young people are missing, is these moments that like fill your bucket with an experience that's not your fucking phone. That
yes.
is like, it's a, I call it 4D because I just feel like you hug a stranger, you toast with people that are unlikely. These young people are sad because they're not making these pathways of new experiences and connections that when you don't have that phone and you grew up without it, your connections were dangerous sometimes, but they were plenty.
So I'm loving this documentary called Stutz. You haven't watched
yeah.
it? Okay, you got to watch it.
You've talked about it before, but yeah, to me. Oh, yeah.
So Stutz is a documentary by Jonah Hill about his therapist, and I love it. I love like any simple way to make your life better, like executable tasks. That. And one of the things that he says like people are lacking and that they have to have for happiness is some sort of connection, and he goes, go to lunch with someone, even if you do not like them, because you are connecting to the consciousness of other humans. So get out of it. And I think the reason that like a coffee shop or a bar makes sense is because there are people there who
communing.
Will talk to you. Yes. Like you will talk about the weather. You will talk about the game on the TV.
Gift of the gab, baby.
Anything. And it means that you are like, but if you are on your phone commenting, you are not connecting
with
another
human. That
is not
connection. It's fake. And we are not so evolved that we are any, I feel like we are closer to gorillas than we are to some like space creature, intelligent life force. Like we aren't really meant to have these things. They're taking away our human experience.
Yes.
And I want to read some, go back to the video. So talk about what we talked about in the video that got, and counting 7 million views.
It's, well, because we were talking about how we are Gen Xers and the trouble that we used to get into having cocktails.
You know, it was only a minute and a half video. The details were left out for
So we've got
purpose.
A lot more to unpack. But I do think, read the stats because it's shocking.
But the video is more, we were talking, okay.
Because I said kids are pussies and they don't drink anymore. They don't get out.
That was the funniest
But they have their phones and that's not connection.
It's not
so
connection.
We're not saying go out and drink. But we're saying go out and connect with people.
I mean, a little bit, we're saying go out and get loose.
Yeah.
Go out and make some mistakes, man. Get off your fucking phone. It's not living. Okay, so young adults are partying less. Here are the statistics. 70% of young adults would rather stay home.
That's sad.
Youth Research reported that 70% of young adults say they would rather stay home on weekends. 65% say that going out feels like more effort than it's worth.
Well,
and nearly half
do your
say
damn
they
hair
never go to nightclubs.
What? Put your slutty shoes on and get the fuck out of the house, girl. Come on.
God.
Come on.
Another one. Young adults are drinking less. 50% of U.S. adults from 18 to 34%, only 50% drink alcohol.
Okay.
That is significantly lower than prior generations at the same age.
Sure.
Less face-to-face socializing. 51% of Americans regularly socialize. In 2012, 51% of young Americans socialize with their neighbors. In 2026, only 25%.
We've seen
a 25% decline in getting to know your neighbors. You know what? not everybody is passing with an A. It's not like every person you meet is your top brass. Sometimes you just have a chat with someone because they're, it's the neighborly thing to do. Do you know what I mean? I feel like there's this like, you have to qualify to, it's like you said, go to lunch with somebody you don't like very much. It's like, who cares? Like back in the day, we would sit around people and you'd be like, oh, I cannot stand, she's the worst on the on the loom, on the thing, making a blanket. I don't want to sit next to her.
Right.
But you do, and you talk about the weather. It's,
I think, like,
come on.
We're not saying, like, go hang out with, like, your toxic or damaging, but, like, listen, we got a neighbor in our neighborhood. You got one, too. I'm not going to call out any names, but, like, they're an older person. They're a little bit, like, stodgy, is that the word?
Yeah.
A little like curmudgeon-y, I will say.
Yeah.
And this woman, if you invite her, she comes. And you always have a good story afterwards. Like, because it might not be like, man, I learned a lot and life is better after talking to her. You're like, I laughed and I'm continuing to laugh because like she hates the way that fish smells. Like,
yeah. But you get those stories and also like, are obviously like toxic relationships are bad, but I sort of say you, if you're a young person and these statistics are true, you haven't had enough relationships to know they're toxic.
Yeah.
You haven't thrown a wide enough net.
Yeah.
You're hanging out with four people and that is not how it works.
Right.
The idea, it makes me so sad because I would give anything to go back just for the sheer energy and the excitement of going out with your girls, walking into a bar and being like, let's see what the fucking night brings us. And you'd end up, you know, somebody drinks too much, or maybe they don't. Maybe you go get Denny's after. Maybe you like laugh your ass off because your friend falls into a bush. Like,
oh my
you
God,
don't
yes.
have those experiences if you're on your phone.
Flips over the handlebars of her bike. She was fine though, but it was top 10
thank God
things
I was,
I've ever seen in my life.
But. God, I was half lit because I was malleable.
Yeah. Yeah, because you like bent into it.
I bent into it. That's, I just rolled. Britt was like, it was like you didn't have bones in your body.
Yeah, she just like flew like, and then like lightly landed
on my
her chin. Yeah. But I was telling, so whenever people talk about like how we met and stuff, I think the funniest thing is I'm like, to me, because I picture this and I know it's freaking true that, so we lived across the street from each other, like a block and a half down. We realized as soon as we met, we're like, we live so close. Why are we not? There was a bar at one end of the street and a bar at the other end of the street.
That we both went to a lot.
Yeah. So I would take my scooter, not the powered
not
kind.
Not the powered kind, the foot powered kind.
I got it, like somebody left it in my bushes or something.
Yeah,
I was like,
called a razor scooter?
Razor like, scooter. I was like, this is going to come in handy. And I would have my heels on. And I remember they were white, scalloped, BCGB, remember
BCBG.
That BCBG heels that felt like they were $1 million at the time, with my skinny low rise jeans my Real Housewives top.
Yeah,
and I would have, I had this, I think it was also BCBG, snakeskin clutch under my arm and a cigarette hanging off my lip. And I would scooter down to Kristen's and be like, get on, bitch, we're going to the bar.
Yeah. Like, and we would have so much fun. There was always, you know,
like we're dance clubbing on a Tuesday night just for an hour or so.
Who cares? I wouldn't care if we stayed up till 3 a.m.
No, I
know. You know, you sweat through your
dress.
You
were fine too.
Freaking Febreze your crotch and go to work the next day. That's how we all did it. And it's not forever. I think we all feel like we have to like walk back these stories because we're like, but if you're an alcoholic, we feel bad for you. It's like, if you're an alcoholic, we hope you're getting help. Like,
yeah, that person makes all of us uncomfortable.
You know, you're like,
leaning into that.
I just partied and
and
we all did, and there's war wounds and there's stories to tell, and there's definitely moments where you're ashamed, but there's definitely moments that, and it's less about, I mean, it is fun to go out and be in a pub and have a drink. It's the, what do they call it? The lubricant of the masses or the opiate of the masses.
Yeah.
And the lubricant.
That's religion, but also alcohol. Is the lubricant
of
the masses.
I don't care what you say. Like, I automatically think about all those little town festivals we grew up going to where you could drink underage if you would go to, like, Wallback Days or, like, Lone Tree Days or something. And we would go, and my friends and I, these little small town festivals in Nebraska, and you would end up in a bar having a beer with like a 92-year-old farmer.
Yeah.
And you'd have your arm around him and you'd be like, Jerry, you're so fun. And like, when did those opportunities come up again? Like, you're missing your life, young people.
I would like to say two things. I would like to get into the dirty, fun times that we had. God. And not dirty. I mean, just the sloppy times that we had. Let's get into that because it's a good time. But first I want to say there is a problem that I have with curating your social group so much.
That's exactly what I was just saying.
Yeah,
like, I'm with that.
I don't think, and I think social media gives you this idea, like, I am only going to be friends with people who agree with me politically. Well, then you're not challenged.
Hey, Jenny.
Hey, Kristen.
You know, one of the things I love to talk about is the OPP, perimenopause.
That's right.
And the menopause and all the help we can get for it. And there is a little bit of light at the end of this tunnel.
Yeah, I didn't realize waking up at 3 a.m. was a symptom of perimenopause. I don't like that.
Oh, it's not fun. Your heart races, your mind spins, you're completely unable to get back to sleep. I thought it was first stress, but then I realized, you know, things were changing for me. Hormonally.
Yeah.
So then I learned that during perimenopause and menopause, your hormones are shifting and those shifts directly affect magnesium, which your body depends on.
Who knew?
And that's why I started adding magnesium breakthrough bioptimizers to my nightly routine. And it has genuinely changed the way I feel.
It's not just one type of magnesium. It's a blend of 7 different forms. And they're designed to support relaxation and overall sleep quality in a more complete way. We need that, girls.
And many women are talking about the health benefits, like sleeping better, less stress, better workout recovery, even improved digestion.
Here's what you get when you go to buyoptimizers.com/imomsohard and use our code imomsohard. You get 15% off your entire order, a free bottle of Masszymes, Bioptimizer's best-selling digestive enzyme, added to your order automatically when you use our exclusive code. That's $20 product for free on top of your discount. It is Bioptimizers, that's BIOPTIMIZERS.com/imomsohard. Use code imomsohard. Be around people that you don't necessarily agree with. Be around people older than you, younger than you. Like, you, it will make you a more interesting person.
When you have to tolerate somebody, you're like, oh Christ, why did you bring her? Jesus. And but you get through the night and you find some level of common ground and you suck it up. You talk shit about him later. That's the fun part.
But then you don't let anybody, you don't let anybody else talk shit about them either. You're like, you know what? She's fucking annoying, but she's been through?
Yeah, she's my annoying.
You would be annoying too, okay? So back off.
I mean, you know? Agreed. But like, you know, you go to family reunions and stuff and you're like, I got cousins that just bug the shit out of me and some that I just love. The ones that bug the shit out of me are the ones that have built me to be a better, more tolerant person in general. Now what we're seeing, I think what you just said is so true. There's this like curated idea of what friend groups look like. And it should be like you're put into a subway car and you have to make friends. Like it should be mixed bag of people so that you're challenged.
It is equally damaging to surround yourself by unhealthy people as it is to surround yourself by yes men, because you will never be different or better or learn how to deal with people. You're kind of gonna be an asshole. Yeah.
You go more inward. And I don't care what side of the political side you're on. If you're around one side too much or around the other side too much, all you do is look inward and you just like pat each other on the back. Like, oh, look how great you're doing. I'm talking about get into a dust up, go out into the world. You know,
I was going to say, you can talk to anybody about their pets. Like, pets.
It's literally so true. Like, it's the great universal.
It is the thing that unifies all of us together is like how much we love our dogs. Cause it never, like, if somebody starts going down a path where I'm like, I think I might hate you, I bring up dogs.
And then you're like,
yeah. And then if they say they don't like dogs, I'm like, well, you're dead to me.
Yeah, but if you're a cat person, we've got problems. Yeah. you know what? I was trying to think of the equivalent of this because I think, like, in your 20s, let me ask you. Okay. So like in your 30s, if the great equalizer is talk about your dogs and your 40s is I'm going to throw it out there and let's talk about your kids.
Yeah.
What do you think was the great equalizer in your 20s? For me, it was like finding a dude. Like, all of us were like talking about who we were into. Like going to a bar and a bartender being hot or somebody checking you out was the greatest. Like when you'd go out with your girls and they're like, oh my God, that guy is so hot and he's totally checking you out. There you go. That's all I need for the rest of my life.
Probably for me, definitely like dogs and astrology. But I was, yeah, very precocious and interesting. But you know,
I'm sorry. I just fell asleep on this microphone. I almost just dried up.
This will get you excited. I remember this being an absolute gift. And tell me I'm old. I don't care. We would talk so much about Sex and the City, about who was hot.
Totally.
The fashion. Oh my God. And we were like, shoes cost more than $100? Like we had no idea.
It was like porn.
Yeah. But it was like a girl thing.
Oh my God.
Girls would get together and that is what you would talk about.
We would watch every single week. I lived with Allie. We lived in this super small apartment near the beach. This is when I was living my life.
Yeah.
And we would have 10 to 15 girls over to watch the episode. Yes. On so many occasions, my friend Kathy Dan told me to stop talking. And she would tell me to stop talking and I would just do it. And I was like, that could hurt my feelings, but you're right. I am talking too much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I was her annoying person. She was like, stop talking so much. And I was like,
I mean, I can't tell you the number of boozy conversations I had about Aiden. This man, this person who does not exist.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I still, to this day, I can go on a long diatribe about Big. I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But I went the full circle. I went the full circle because I was, at the time, in my 20s, very into any relationship that had was tumultuous, that was full of like question marks. I mean, I was only dating based on attraction. There was no part of me that was like, you might be my future husband. I was like, fuck that. Can you dance? Can you grind up on me? Can you not talk to me for 2 days so I'm confused? Cause then my fucking crotch is pulsating.
Kristen
for you.
Was like, whoa, hold on. I think I see an Ed Hardy t-shirt over there. Let me drop something in front of him.
I didn't like, I was definitely not into slick, but I was definitely into like a cocky, like give me a guy with a hat backwards that just played a softball game.
Okay.
And I'm like, let me at him. And that's the kind of bar I hung out at.
I never
really liked going to clubs because they were more trouble than they were worth.
You can't talk unless you really hate techno music.
And at the time, clubs were a lot of techno. When we were coming up in clubs, it wasn't like they weren't playing like old school hip hop, which, by the way, is all the clubs play now. And it's so fun.
But I will tell you, a good after hours gay club that plays good techno music after, you don't want to go home when the bars close and you go to one of those. Oh my God, forget it. So much fun.
I remember there was a bar, it will go unnamed. That because I was a bartender and I was on the inner circle for the first time in my entire life, they would shut the bar down, put a, you know the bar, they would put the thing over the glass so you couldn't see in, and then they would let us party. And it was like until all hours of the morning.
And then I would get home
and then I would get up and either... Oh my God. I mean, honestly, I was bartending at the time, so I didn't have to get up.
But I would just be fine.
And now I am not fine. Young people, don't you understand? You're on borrowed time.
Yeah, you need to have
youth
this
fun. Youth is wasted
now.
On the young, and youth is super wasted on these fucking phones.
I could probably, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich from McDonald's would have restarted my heart after a really rough night out.
Like, you are not wrong. Quarter pounder of cheese with a
Coca-Cola.
With Coca-Cola?
You have to get a Coca-Cola, so you get the sugar glass like right away.
Hangover cure.
100%.
Literally. When Colin and I were first dating.
I need an adrenaline shot to my heart to get me going again after I've had four margaritas
over a day. I get a hangover from a McDonald's quarter pounder.
That's right, yes.
Like, it's not even...
It's heartburn. Why did I get onions?
Why did I get... I should have got the grilled onions. Now that Finn and Eleanor are... So Finn is 15 and Eleanor's 13. And I'm really surprised... That there hasn't been like I'm I'm happy on one side of me because he's 15 and I think being a freshman and going to parties, that feels too young. It was young when I was doing it. That feels young.
Yeah.
Now, sophomore, junior, senior feels like there's house parties, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to cross that bridge when we get there. But what I see is a lack of just like, I don't want to be home. Let's go to the mall. Let's get out of here. It's always very organized. It's always a parent that's involved. I'm like, drop your ass off and I'll pick you up in 10 hours.
Yeah.
Figure it out. Like, figure it out. You now have a computer that will help you. It should even be easier for you.
I have a tracking device on you. It's your phone. I do not want my kids to do what I did. I do not, hands down, want them to repeat most of the behaviors because I'll tell
you
right now.
We're talking about their 20s. That's different.
20s is different. High school, I don't know why I'm alive right now.
See, you were living.
I was
a big dork. My senior year I partied. I'm sure there's going to be people like, I was in a party with you, Hensley. I drank a little bit and I partied a little bit my senior year. When I hit college is when I really soared.
Totally. There,
and that's the thing. If everybody's kind of experiencing it together, I know we have all these fears about all the big things happening.
Yeah.
That is fair. And I would say, as a Gen Xer, I think the dirty secret that we don't say is like, there are stories that we could tell that we were like, that was not.
Whoa, 100%.
And there's people that suffered from that.
Also in college, there's this great thing that did not happen when we were in high school. And I honestly think this was detrimental and dangerous. Again, not advocating any of this stuff, but in college you would get a keg and you would have beer. Like what we would do is steal liquor from our parents or get somebody to buy really high level of alcohol content.
Because you're trying to drink that bullshit as fast as you can. So you're like, somebody give me Everclear. I only have to take two sips.
So
I'm hammered.
Unsafe,
But Jen, don't you think on some level, I think what scares me about the statistics is it's more about their desire to not go out and have fun with each other.
Oh, it's not going to get any easier or better if you're starting that now.
It is so hard to get yourself out of the house, whether you have kids, you don't have kids. Once you get home and you're in your cave, you're like, well, it doesn't matter. So to me, these young people that are not stealing their parents' liquor, it's more about like, where's your sense of adventure where all you want to do is escape these parents that you have and go make, like, go out into the world and, like, Goonies your ass off. Like, where you want to go to a field and, like, yeah, man, you take the risk of getting caught by the cops. But you're also running through a field and you've never felt more exhilarated in your life. And I do feel bad that these young people today aren't having those experiences because I think it is the foundation that gets you through some of your darkest days when you get older. And when you're older, like my age, you start going, like, man, I'd give anything to have those knees to run through that field to have that moment again. I glamorize
but also,
it.
Also, and I will say you've been better about this lately. You have to fucking initiate and do it. You have to go, I'm going to meet you for dinner. You have to
I've been a little bit better.
You have, because it's too easy for all of us to go, oh, there's so much going on. But just stopping into somebody's house with donuts or, I mean, anything, you just have to make yourself do it, you know?
That's what I try to tell the kids. I'm like, sometimes these impromptu, I think one thing I am good at is I am good at chit chat. I'm good at I'll have a chit chat with somebody at a counter. I'll have a chit chat, you know, we're staying at a hotel right now because we're having work done on our house. And I just saw this couple and they got evacuated because there's another set of fires that are happening right now. And I met them and I've met them twice and I met them enough that I now have a callback joke with them.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, these doors stick, don't they? Gosh darn it. You know, and I feel like for some reason I'm like, this is another person in my head that I could almost draw her and make a character in my brain. And that makes me feel creative. So there's so much worth to having these little sidebar conversations. Yeah. And if your head is down and in a phone, you don't get it. I think there's something about, you know how we did that episode about hugging?
Yes.
And you have this biofeedback when you hug someone, your body literally responds. I think there's something that happens generationally when we talk to somebody that's older than us, younger than us.
Yeah, I think they've done that research. Like, yeah, it's a thing.
Like, so to teach these young people how to be extra outwardly social because there's benefit, but they've only been taught how to be inwardly, like, insular on a phone. It's like teaching someone how to, like, ice skate backwards when they've never even put skates on before. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It feels like we're trying to teach our kids how to do this thing that they're literally not equipped to do right now because of this phone. They've stopped learning how to be social.
Yeah. Well,
you got to get good at the gab.
I think too, like, it's a little bit different in LA, but not that much because, like, Dash is just now because there's crazy traffic. Like, my street isn't safe, you know. But, yeah, like, he's riding his bike. I'm like, go ride your bike down
to
your
somewhere.
Friend's house from school, you know. Like, you would do that when you were a kid, which you'd be like, I'm going to go over to the Bortles house because there's always kids there, you know.
I mean, I could not – the second I was allowed to leave my house, I was thinking of ways to leave my house. Now, I loved it at night. We'd watch movies together. We'd do, like, nighttime. My mom would back off with chores. But during the day, if I was near my mother, we were doing some god darn work. Organizing shit. Do you want to just end my life early? Like, tell me that we're going to organize the cupboards. I would, thank you, no thank you, Terry. I'm freaking leaving. I'd get on my bike and I'd be like, peace out. I will see you at 7.
We had this great neighborhood when I lived in Illinois, actually, it was all kids. Every single house.
That's exactly right.
Had kids.
Yeah.
And, like, it was great because there were real jerks. There were kids that would get you in trouble.
Yeah,
there
neighborhood kids, drama, baby.
There were kids who would cry all the time.
Oh,
there
we had one of those.
There were kids who told on you for everything. It's like, but you guys all got together and ended up in somebody's living room watching TV.
Eating popsicles.
I swear I would wake up with a scheme. I would be like, you know what I'm going to do today? Make a water slide.
Yep.
And then I would just, like, recruit people to do this water slide. Or yep. How many forts did you build?
So many forts.
Oh, my God.
And then you get a little bit older and we would, like, scrap together money to go buy the largest soda that was legal at, like, gas and shop.
Yep.
And drink, like, 48 ounces of Mountain Dew, and then we'd get on bikes. And, like, the idea of A, checking in with my parents was the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
B, I knew when I needed to ask permission. I knew what those rules were. My parents were like, we had established what those were. But I was like, I do not need to ask if I can go to Danelle's house or if I can go to Lynn's house. I'm just going to go. My mom, I can't tell you the number of times that I say to my son in particular, I go somewhere. We have a neighborhood of kids. Go knock on a door.
We were the first
family because I do believe in a city, especially we're a neighborhood in the middle of LA.
Right.
And we established, I talked to a neighbor mom, a couple that are in the neighborhood. I was like, I don't know how you feel about this, but I'm just going to have my son come knock on your door and ask if your kid can play. Like, we're going old school. I need them to get out of the house. I don't want them to just play games online with each other. That is not enough.
Right.
And so the other mom was like, oh, that sounds great. So sure enough, I was like, go ask Charlie if he wants to play. And Finn walk his ass 2 blocks. Pretty soon, we start seeing other kids that are starting to knock on our doors.
Yeah.
And I would like to think that I had something to do with it.
For sure.
Because I'm just like, if we just initiate it as parents, we can show them how it's done. We are the archives. We are the last generation.
It does take a little bit of initiative and the ripping off the Band-Aid, the fear of somebody's going to say, no, I don't want to play, you know?
Or, like, there's a creeper on the way is what I think everybody's worried about. That there's, and there are.
Sure, I worry about that. I know. I've Megan's Lawed every house in this freaking neighborhood.
Well,
you know?
You're by a school, so you're safe.
Right. So I'm like, go walk, but also you might walk and they don't want to play with you and that's okay.
That's okay.
But guess what?
But
you ask enough
hole,
people,
man.
You're going to find somebody who wants to hang out.
Go get bored. Young people, go get bored.
You know, I used to think that eating healthy was enough, but that is not always the case, unfortunately. Things like low energy, which I seem to have a lot in the last few years, mood swings, or just feeling run down, a lot of that can come from not getting the right nutrients consistently.
That's what led me to First Day. It's the one brand I feel good about using for my whole family. I love First Day because it just simplifies everything in terms of nutrition. And of course, it has no sugars added, no artificial dyes, nothing unnecessary. They're super transparent about their ingredients, which I appreciate. And it has the Clean Label Purity Award. They don't do like a one-size-fits-all. They actually make different formulas for toddlers, kids, teens, and adults. So it's tailored to your stage of life. It kind of takes the guesswork out of whether I'm eating healthy and getting all the nutrients that I need. It's just two gummies a day, so it's easy to stay consistent. For a limited time only, our listeners are getting an insane deal. Use code IMOMSOHARD to get up to 50% off at firstday.com. That's 57% off and a free gift with code IMOMSOHARD at firstday.com. After you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support IMOMSOHARD and tell them that our show sent you.
I believe because we were very not parented. We now want to be more active in our kids' lives, which is great. And I believe that, like, especially in elementary school, that is really wonderful. And everybody says having your kids, your parents there when you do a performance and stuff, it's so good. It's so good. Now, middle school is when they want to disconnect from right. you, and we have to be okay with them disconnecting. I think because we have been active parents and we're a little bit like cruise directors, they are not learning how to do that on their own. And boredom for them feels like intolerable. And boredom is, fact check me, baby, boredom is when you start to become creative. You have to yes. be bored and then you will be creative. I made a joke about this in our show. You've never been more bored than when you've been in Catholic mass. I'm like, is this where I die? Because I'm literally so bored I'll die. But then my brain would start like, I wonder if I can make, like, could I make a sword out of, like, I would.
Oh, my God. I remember going.
It's the only way I could survive that.
My Aunt Juanita's house, it was just for an afternoon. It felt like days. She didn't have a TV. She had these, like,
God.
Big, like, my grandpa had found these funeral home curtains. They were, like, heavy black velvet. And it was, like, closing. He bought some for my Aunt Juanita and for my grandma. And they were in everybody's house. And it was so weird. She had this, like, organ in this room.
It's totally
me. Oh, my God, yes. Are you kidding me? Yes. He's me. Yes. Apple tree situation. But she had this, like, big-ass organ, you know. Yeah. So we'd play that organ, man. We would be like, I learned Old Rugged Cross. I taught myself. Like, I just knew how to.
Old Rugged Cross. Jesus.
Very easy. But like, you would get bored and you would find stuff to do. My aunt would be like, there's some knitting needles. I'm like, I'll learn. I'll tie yeah. knots. I don't care. I just want something to do.
We would make worlds with stuff. Like, we'd go outside, cold as hell, hot as hell. It didn't matter. You just go outside. And at some point the ground would become like, we'd either make a moat. We'd like tear up grass. We didn't yeah. care. Like, that is what we're not doing now, is that we're taking away creativity. And I think yeah. that's something we have to really pay attention to as parents, because we're now parenting kids differently. And also the phone makes it different. Like, ooh. We're up against, we have to work as like soldiers to preserve fight their
yeah.
youth.
Okay. Here's the thing I'm going to do.
Okay.
I don't think about this enough, but now that I'm thinking about it, here's the thing I'm going to make my kids do. We should make up this list. Okay. I'm going to make my kids catch lightning bugs.
We don't have lightning bugs in LA, but
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, we do. We don't?
Mm-mm. But really? We can go to Nebraska and we can make them catch lightning
bugs.
Well,
that's why
we're
we
just
haven't
bugs
done it.
In
okay.
general.
I used to love catching bugs.
Me too. Bugs, spiders.
Make like a little terrarium for them.
Yeah, they always died. They always died.
Oh, of course they do.
They would get, you would get forget.
Yeah.
And then you put
They're
them in a jar.
In the sun. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're like, I cooked my snake.
It's a lot about, hopefully.
I did.
You collected a snake.
My mom and dad would find snakes. I would do this thing where I would pull my pant legs up.
Shh, that's my
And I would put snakes
nightmare.
In my pants. And because of my wonderful failed attention span, I would forget.
I just want you to know I just died.
I know you just
you're
died.
Talking to my
and
ghost.
Then I would go into the house and my mom would be like, Kristen, you have snakes in your pants. And I'd be like,
literally,
I do.
Literally.
Yeah.
My nightmare.
Literally, like I'd bring them in. I would hold them Not big ones. I mean, kind of big when
it's
I was
even
on the farm.
Worst. But even the little ones. And they stink so bad, too. They're
but
disgusting.
I do oh think God. That is one thing where, like, farm kids have an advantage because I do think, like, you get, like, farm kids get access to land and you're yeah. just out there and, like, your parents
you
are making you do chores that you have to get on.
A little bit of yard. You have not gotten... You have not spent every part of that yard. There is no way, because there's always new stuff. One of my favorite things in our backyard, and my kids should never get bored in my backyard.
Never. Our kids should never get bored, ever.
Literally designed to keep them entertained. But Delilah has this little friend named Arya, is the cutest girl ever. And she came over and she was like, can we do crafts? I'm like, yeah, with all the shit we have. I'm not going to Michael's.
Don't ask me to go get one thing.
So guess what they made? They took like old Christmas villages like that were broken and stuff and made a fairy garden underneath our avocado tree. And like it's and it, they made little signs that says like Delilah's garden and Arya's garden. And it's like this cute. But can I tell you a really crazy thing? About, yeah. A sidebar about our avocado tree.
Does it have avocados yet?
Listen, okay. When we bought this house, I was like, I want the avocado tree.
It was I'll
like
save so much money every month on avocados.
It's a money tree, you guys. An it avocado is. Tree.
There's neighborhoods that have avocado tree. And I'm always like, is it stealing if they're on the ground?
I mean, it's like $3. It's like.
It's a lot of money
like
for avocados.
It's a $3 bill every yeah. time that there's an avocado in there. It would never grow. So we were like. I did all this research online.
They're
Rick
hard.
Did. It was like, you put a copper nail in there. You have to plant another one this far away from it. There has to be a male and a female. There has to be this. And we asked our gardeners one time.
Oh, no, like, it's not an avocado tree.
Oh, it's an avocado tree. And we were like, how do we get it to grow? He goes, in very broken Spanish, tie a baby doll to it. And we were like,
what?
I'm sorry, what? Tie a baby doll to it. So we were like, this is ridiculous, but we are 1,000% doing this. This is insane. But this is what you get when you have conversations
okay.
with people.
Okay.
You find
okay.
out.
Okay. And okay. sometimes it freaking works.
Okay. So we, where Delilah's like fairy garden is, her and Arya's fairy garden, there is this very macabre naked Barbie tied to the avocado
What's the
tree.
Idea behind it?
I don't know, but guess what we have this year? A goddamn bumper crop of avocados.
No!
We did it 2 years ago, and the thing we have, I'll show you. Every single branch has an avocado bud on it.
I need more information. You can't just say tie a baby doll to it.
I don't know what the witchcraft is. I have no idea. But I was looking at the fairy garden the other day, and I was like, son
Are
of
those
a bitch.
Goddamn avocados.
There are avocados. All over this
I'm gonna
tree.
I'm going to take so many avocados. I'll give you lemons. You give me avocados. That makes no sense.
Great.
I'm going to freaking tie a baby doll to myself.
I'm hoping it's not just the nut. I'm hoping it's an actual avocado because it's too early in the season to see like what they're going to be. But it is full. Every single part of it has avocados
on it. That's the dumbest, greatest thing I've ever heard.
It is the most wonderful thing ever. So have conversations with people, you guys, because you
love things. You never know. And you know, with middle schoolers and with high schoolers, you know, like high schoolers have a little independence because they've got cars by the time yeah. they're juniors. But this middle school crew that don't, I really do think, and now I understand because we are not those people. I understand why parents want to send their kids to camp, sleepaway camp.
Oh,
because
yeah.
for 4 to 5 weeks they go without a phone. And that sounds like the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
But if you don't have sleepaway camp, like we're not doing that. We're doing like a camp here, a camp there, or whatever. I still feel like maybe something we can do as parents is like have a house that's a little bit more available for just like free flowing. Like
yeah.
this summer, it's going to be like our gates open, our pools open. Anytime you want to come, you'll get the best yeah. bagel bites you've ever had in your life.
Yep.
Over and over and over again because that's as good as it gets.
Yep. Who likes Costco hot dogs?
And we're going to do less like, hey, let's put it on the calendar. In 3 weeks, we all get together. It's going to be like, do you want to come over today and swim?
Show up. Yeah.
And I'm just going to make that a point because I think that like we have to teach these youngins how to do it, how to live. Because maybe our youngins that we teach them how to live, teach their friends. They're like, here's what I hope. They're like, can we go out without phones tonight? Can you imagine how happy that would make me?
Yeah.
Like if Eleanor or Delilah or whoever, if they're in high school, they're like, hey, let's have a night where we don't have any phones.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You know, Finn, I will say this. So our back house, lovely neighbors, they went on their honeymoon and they're big gamer, like board games.
Oh,
And so they
have another thing people are doing is they're getting together and do board games and stuff, and bars are doing it too. Yeah.
So they have an entire wall of board games, games we've never heard of, games we've never played. And of course, they were so lovely. They were like, if you guys want to play any of our games. So Finn went in and grabbed like six different games. And there was a pile of boys playing games I've never heard on our deck that were just having the most fun. And I was like, see, if you just give it to them and let them have this experience and we don't control it and we take the phones, they're going to do the thing they're supposed to do. They're going to be social. They're going to have each other. They're going to have fun. These boys were being so loud. I was like, I wonder if someone's going to call us into the police. And I'm like, fine. If we're playing Clue too loud, please call the police.
We've got a report of people living their lives.
Living their lives, having a good time. Like, that's, I really feel very...
Also, a dang deck of cards. Can
oh my God, I bring them with me everywhere.
Yeah.
I've got to
have cards. We would take like old decks of cards that were like missing cards stuff like that. You put them in a big stack and you divide them up and then you put them down. So you go one, I go one. I go one. There's doubles. You slap it and then you get all the cards.
Hilarious.
Somebody gets injured. It's so much fun.
Spoons is super fun.
Yeah.
I always play Gin Rummy when we're at the, like anytime we're waiting for, because I don't know if you know this, but sometimes the interactions you have with a teenager are difficult. So I've always found that games make life a little bit easier. So I always have charades in my pocket or a deck of cards because I'm trying to be anti-phone. Fun. And I will tell you where that comes in handy. In-laws, grandparents, and teenagers are delightful when you have a game going. And I don't care if somebody gets bruised at that. That feels like a memory.
Right. I'm sure
that feels like a memory.
I'm sure that's how we survived Aunt Juanita's house.
Jesus
that
Christ.
Deck of cards and the organ is probably all we had, man.
You're like,
the old rugged cross. Let's play something where we slap each other. Okay. We'll make some games up.
I'd play anything to remind me I was alive if I was in mass. I'd be like, please. Not another tune. I always knew there was one more song after they gave the we're done. There would be one more song. I'd be like, we have to stay the whole goddamn time.
Maybe this is the age I'm at where I just love looking at birds. But like,
me too.
The other thing we're doing is we got bird feeders. Everybody's obsessed with. We have like birds named. This one came back.
I have one with a camera.
That one with the orange chest came back. And that one's pushes everybody out of the feeder. You know,
is that like a finch?
And then, yes, we do that too. Is it yellow at all? I call everything a finch. But we got
puzzles.
There are
a lot of finches. Oh, puzzles are great.
Because I'm like, you guys need to take a break from whatever and do a puzzle.
Yeah.
Like, use your brain. And that's where, and I hope that like all summer we just do a bunch of puzzles.
Well, also don't forget when we were growing up, like kids were in tow. They were kind of like, if you were going with your parents to a barbecue, your parents weren't like, God, I'm glad you're here.
I brought the iPad for you. Let me set up a station to keep you fully
entertained. They were like, figure it out. I'm going to go have a Bartles and James with my friends.
Oh my God, my parents were like, just go in the backyard. Like, here.
I don't know what you're doing. Yeah. Why are you asking me? In 1,000 years, I never would have walked up to my parents and been like, hey, do you have any games that we can play? Like, do you have any, mom, would you play this game with me? I'd be like, let's get out of here before she has me fold something. Like, I want to, like, we got kids and we have no parents. This is going to be awesome.
Oh my God. And we would be like, we had a station wagon. Will you pop the trunk? So you pop the trunk and then you had this like home base, like away from parents.
Oh yeah. Where you could sit.
Yeah. Keep all your stuff. So good. Eat your lunch. You know, eat your hot dog.
We would just steal 1,000 pops during the whole barbecue. I'd have 1,000. Like,
we didn't need to steal them. They're like, you want four more sun-kissed?
Yeah, we didn't care.
Go run it off. Yeah. Like, you want sunscreen? Nope. That was never a question that got asked.
Never. If there was food on a table and if I were to ever go like, I'm hungry, my mom would be like, there's a goddamn table of food. Like,
yeah, my parents would be like, you got to get her checked. There's food right in front of her. What is their deal? Yeah.
I would never say, I don't like any of this food. My mom would be like, tough shit. Eat the food you don't like because I'm not cooking when we get home.
Nothing's left but mustard. Well, dip some Cheetos
in it. You should have been faster. You should have been faster.
We grew a love for burnt hot dogs.
Man. Ugh. It'd be so fun too when you were like, no one cared, especially when you went camping. No one cared. We'd start so many fires. I just started so many fires. It was so great.
Again,
no one
cared. Advocating for fires, but look,
they were fucking fun, man. Yeah. go down by the river, start a fire. Nobody thought that was a problem. I'd make myself a hot dog. I was like, I'm living on the land. Well, there is
There's something very caveman-y about that, because my nephew, for his 25th birthday, they got like a bonfire down on the beach.
Fuck yeah.
You like reserve it. And so they sent pictures. I was like, I want to be there. I don't know why, but I want to be.
It's so sexy. That's the other thing. There's only a short amount of time in your life
that
you really feel sexy.
Right.
You know?
God, and like, yes.
And you know what's ruining it, again, is the phones, because evidently kids, young people, I call them kids, young people are not going to clubs and they're not dancing because everybody's recording everything all the time. God. So nothing will kill your memory like the reality that was there. In my head, when I'm like dancing in a club, I'm like, oh my God, I'm like Sharon Stone in Basic Instinct.
Oh my God.
But
yeah.
Then you like, see J-Lo? It and you're like back and forth. You're like,
I know.
You don't want that.
My friend Lori being like, you looked like you were doing aerobics out there. And I was like, mind your business.
Don't comment on how I dance.
I'm taking green tea diet pills, girl. I am burning off some steam. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
But like now everybody is having this reality of where they're at, and nobody wants the reality. You want the way you feel.
Yeah.
And like nothing. I would get out on the dance floor and I'm like, I got this. Oh my God. Everybody's checking me out. Nobody's checking me out. But I'm like eyeball somebody for so long that I make it weird. I'd be like, I caught his eye.
Or you start eyeballing somebody and you're like, I changed my mind. And then how do you back off of that?
You'd be like,
face this direction to dance.
Again, that's important, because you learn how to deal with like somebody hitting on you that you're not into. You learn how to deal with that. And then you hit on somebody and they're not into you. And you learn how to deal with that.
And bounce back from that.
Well, I didn't bounce back, but I sure did try harder.
Push your push-up bra up a little bit more and move on to the next one.
Yep, or that you find yourself like totally making out the night you met somebody. That's super fun. I don't care what you fucking say when you're in your 20s and you start French kissing in a bar. French kissing. That's the other thing. Do that a lot while you're young, because it sounds disgusting
perfectly
now.
Safe, yeah.
But, except Jen does it with her husband. Disgusting.
I don't... Mind your business, Kristen. But I will say, while you're grossed out, when you were just talking about being in that club in your 20s, I swear I tasted apple pucker and I almost barfed.
Oh, God.
So.
I did go through an apple martini phase. I went through a big cosmopolitan phase because of
Sex in the City.
Sex in the City.
Yeah.
Went through a big white tank top with a flower on it.
Oh, God.
Phase.
Yes. Yes. With your like low-rise jeans and your pointy-toed
because those
shoes.
Girls are, I'd say they're a good decade older than us, but they were the ones that we were like, oh my God, they're living the life in New York City that we've always wanted.
Yeah.
So you're going out with all this like piss and vinegar and you're like so ready to like, I don't know, it just felt so fun.
Yeah,
felt
you're like
so fun.
I consider
your young
myself-
20s is different than your later 20s is different than your 30s, but feeling sexy does not.
And I, no hate here, but I do remember being like, I look so fashionable tonight. Let me go hit on this guy wearing a State Farm polo shirt. Like, God, the dichotomy. But you know what?
I loved the hitting on. I loved like catching like someone's eye and then like looking away and then making sure that I laughed with the most perfect.
Peacocking.
Peacocking, baby. Yeah. I'd laugh with like the most perfect smile and teeth. I'd be like. And I do it for Colin. He hates it. He hates it. I do it. So I would like throw my hair back and then, you know, like, and then they would come over and talk to you and you feel like you've been fishing, man.
Yeah.
So fun.
Caught one.
God. Get off your fucking phone, young people.
Go have fun.
Go fucking hit on each other.
Still listen to podcasts, but
that's
go
different.
Out.
That's different. You can listen to this and do your hair.
I do think we podcasted.
I think we did too.